However, I would stop thinking about music and politics. I would tell you that I pooped in my own dogfish. And sometimes, I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness.
This is the Quality News Network. Iraqi officials are deciding today whether to file charges against U.S. private security contractor Blackwater. Yesterday, the company and its 15,000 employees were forbidden from doing business in Iraq after Blackwater personnel killed 8 and wounded 13 in a shootout Sunday. A high-ranking Taliban chief was killed today in a U.S. airstrike in southern Afghanistan. Police say the commander was responsible for the abduction of 23 South Korean Christian missionaries in July. The Federal Reserve meets today. Many expect a cut in interest rates. The repercussions from a crash in the housing market and an ever-increasing credit crisis has been felt in the U.S. and around the world. Housing foreclosures last month surged 36% from July and more than doubled compared to August of last year. California, Nevada, and Florida led the nation in foreclosure filings. In remarks prepared for Congress today, National Intelligence Chief Mike McConnell says China and Russia are spying on the U.S. He says the nation needs laws legalizing domestic snooping to protect the country from those traditional enemies. A powerful typhoon brushed past Taiwan this morning and is headed toward Shanghai. More than 200,000 Chinese in the storm's path have been evacuated. A Thai air traffic controller says the pilot of the airliner that crashed yesterday, killing most aboard, had been warned not to try to land when he did. The Indonesian pilot ignored warnings and crashed. 89 out of the 130 aboard died. Many were tourists. 5 were American. After 2 weeks, the search for millionaire adventurer Steve Fawcett has been scaled back, according to Nevada officials. Fawcett disappeared in a small plane without filing a flight plan. In New York this week, out-of-court settlements were reached in a third of the airline lawsuits filed by relatives of the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The financial arrangements were undisclosed. Dole has recalled some of its packaged salads because of contamination with E. coli. The bagged lettuce is called Dole Heart's Delight. The company says there are no reports yet of illness as a result of consuming the greens. Comedian and actress Brett Summers has died of cancer. She was 83. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
Here's good news about your money. Monterey County Bank has won the Bauer Financial 5-Star Superior Rating for financial strength and stability, making it one of the safest banks in Monterey County for your money. It's nice to know your money is in a safe place, but there are even more reasons to bank with Monterey County Bank. They now have 4 convenient locations in Carmel, Monterey, Carmel Valley, and Pacific Grove. And Monterey County Bank is the oldest locally owned bank, now celebrating its 30th anniversary serving you. Here's another important point. Local businesses have come to trust and rely on Monterey County Bank's position as the county's number one SBA small business lender. Safety, convenience, and local people you can trust. That's Monterey County Bank. Stop in at one of our 4 branches and find out why you can bank on us. Monterey County Bank, SBA preferred lender and equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Peruvian authorities say people living in a remote village became ill after a meteorite fell to earth nearby. Police officers sent to assist Saturday also became sick and had to be hospitalized. The meteorite left a 100-foot-wide crater. Scientists are investigating. A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit by California's attorney general asking for hundreds of millions of dollars from automakers for damaging the environment with greenhouse gases. The federal judge said the issue should be resolved politically. Both New York State and New York City have filed a lawsuit against pharmaceutical giant Merck. The suit accuses the drug company of defrauding government health insurance programs, including Medicaid, by deliberately concealing the serious heart risks associated with Merck's painkiller Vioxx. Yahoo is buying startup Zimbra, a company that provides email to businesses and institutions. Yahoo will pay $350 million in cash and stock. Light sweet crude is trading at $80.53 a barrel. Gold trading at $725.70 an ounce. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 41 points. The Nasdaq up 13 points. The S&P 500 is up 6. Silver is trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $13 an ounce. There's more on our website at qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right, everybody. Time once again for the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Thanks again, John Fox, for a great show. And once welcome to the show, I'm Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man, thinking man. Get up, move it. It's 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Why are you still in bed? It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. If you're still in bed, what's wrong with you? Time to wake up. Time to wake up to the reality of what's going on in the world and what's going on with the Bush administration and what's going on in your lives. And how you're being ripped off on every single day. My name is Joe Vecchio, and I am the voice of the working man's thinking man. I am the voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. And here it's a beautiful day here in Chicago, the Windy City, city with the big shoulders, city of many names. One of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen, and I've been to a lot of cities, ladies and gentlemen. What beautiful, wonderful city Chicago is, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're out there listening. I want to say hello to all my friends at the Head On Radio Network chat room. We got a nice big crowd in there today. My good friend and my boss, one of my bosses, Agnes Kincaid, is running the show here today from the studios in West Virginia. Our good friend ELO. Our good friend Fire Ant, the gal from California, John Fox, our messenger of green news from Australia, Lorelei is there, Pete Godbold is there under his pseudonym, Nanette is there, no Nanette, and of course my good friend from unreportednews.net, Ray Hinckley. All these people are in the chat room waiting for you to come in there. If you want to go in there, it's headonradionetwork.com. Click on the damn chat room link. Why don't you do that? What's wrong with you? You can put your brother's eye out if you don't click in the chat room link. I got to stop stealing from Kevin Meaney. I'm going to get a call there. Joe, this is Kevin Meaney. You put my eye out stealing my routines. I'm going to sue you for every penny you got. Kevin, I don't have any pennies. I'll be talking to you later. I don't have anything specific I'm going to be talking about today. I'm a little unprepared this morning because I had an important phone call, and I'll be talking about that in a little bit. But if you want to call in, if there's any subject you want to talk about, anything you want to talk about, the number to call in is 304-658-5453. That's 304-658-5453, or you can call on the toll-free number if you want, 877-443-2366, 877-4-HEAD-ON, because this is the Head-On Radio Network. Or as Bob Kincaid calls it, the Broke-Ass Radio Network. We're always operating under a cloud of financial dubiosity here at the Head On Network. It's a testament, ladies and gentlemen, to the skill and dedication of everybody involved with it, from Bob and Agnes out in West Virginia to all of us here, all of us hosts, that this network stays on the air. Damn it, because we want to stay on the air. We want to be here even after we've been declared dead by the powers that be. We will keep going, and we will keep telling you. I don't even know what accent I'm using anymore. We will keep telling you the news and the real life things about what's going on in and out there and all over the place there. No, what happened was I was getting ready. As usual, I woke up to do my reading of my sites. And as some of you know, my job situation is kind of in and out. And I got a call from the Department of Labor trying to get the details on was I fired or did I quit? And you have to go through the whole explanation and all that. Mine wasn't really that difficult, but you know, they want a lot of information, and you never know how long it's going to take. So, you know, I went through that whole thing with them just to see if I can get my unemployment benefits, which, again, shouldn't really be a problem considering the circumstances under which I was let go from my last job. But that came on at about 9:35 my time, they called me, and that took until just about airtime to get all that cleared up, and I was worried about, oh, my God, am I going to finish this in time? And they always make you, you know, run through hoops with all of this stuff. I mean, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to have all your ducks in a row, and you got to fill out the paperwork. If it wasn't so damn difficult finding a job these days, I would say, well, you know, it's easier to get a damn job. And which, of course, is the way they want it to be because, you know, they're trying to, you can't be on welfare. Well, Chicago, you know, Chicago is a little different as far as that's concerned. We're a very progressive city, so, they don't demonize people who are on unemployment as much as they get demonized. You know, and I'm sure, as our good friend Ray Hinckley tells us down in some of the more southern regions of the country, they don't like anybody getting anything unless they've gone out there and, you know, tote that bale of hay or put something in a pickup or something like that. They don't even like veterans to get their disability. You know, they he shouldn't complain about anything. He can go to the Veterans Administration. Wow, he's getting something for nothing. Guy goes to war, gets both legs blown off, you know, fighting for whatever rich people want, whatever new stuff they're going to get. And he comes home and he can't work because he's got no legs. And they say, what is he complaining about? Why he got the best medical jobs? That's free market. That's all business. Now, shut up. Why don't you go out there in that damn foxhole in Iraq and you tell me? You stupid idiots. You oughta. So anyway, I didn't have really a chance to look through my websites and to talk about what news I'm going to talk about today. I did actually make a post on my blog, a rare post, and in fact it was I got the uncensored version of the speech that Sally Field gave at the Emmys when she won her Emmy. And Sally Field's won an Emmy and an Oscar. Has she won a Tony? I don't think she's won a Tony Award. As far as I know, the only person I think who's ever won an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Tony has been Rita Moreno. But she won the Oscar for a television best dramatic actress in a television series, I guess. And and I mentioned this yesterday, and she got up and she gave a speech and said, if mothers ruled the world, there wouldn't be any more goddamn wars. And Fox, of course, cut her. Now, from what I've been told, and I'm pretty certain this is true, goddamn itself is not a curse. You can say goddamn on television, especially later in the evening. I think past 9 or 10 o'clock, you can say pretty much anything. Technically speaking, that's true. I believe you can even say the F word later on in the evening. But, of course, it being Fox, they censored her because it's a politically incorrect thing to say. You know, because politically correct for them is, war good ratings, war make money, people die, we no care. Just like they censored Kathy Griffin, who was the comedian who's known for the D List, and the D List, I think it's called. Really, really funny. I saw her do a concert show once back in the days when I had cable. and she won her award. And she is an atheist, and she is a vocal atheist, which of course people hate. People hate atheists in this country more than they hate terrorists. Okay, they, well, at least the terrorists got religion. Oh God! But she said she was sick of people thanking Jesus for their award. She said Jesus didn't have anything to do with this. Suck on this award, Jesus, or something to that effect. You know, this award is my God now, and they censored that. And they're going, they're probably, and that's why I'm glad I'm here with the Head On Network, because they don't censor me at all. Why, I'm nothing but a bleep. And I'm full of bleep, and you can bleep. And we better take a bleep. Let's take our first break. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here at the Head On Network. It's a Beatles break. We'll be back.
We know you want to save big on your phone bill, and we know how you can.
That's right. We do.
We're saving more than 50% on our home phone bill since we switched to CityNet's digital phone plan.
Really? Over 50%?
CityNet's digital phone plan is only $24.95 a month.
Only $24.95?
You get unlimited local and long-distance calling.
Just $24.95.
And with CityNet's digital phone plan, you keep your current number. All you need is a high-speed internet connection. Get details at citynet.net.
$24.95.
And, oh, this is cool. With CityNet's digital plan, I can use my home phone anywhere in the world with high-speed internet. No extra cost.
There's 20, and there's 4, and there's 95.
Did I mention CityNet is a West Virginia-owned company?
Did I mention $24.95?
Save at least 50% on your residential phone. Get unlimited local and long distance, and keep your same number, all for just $24.95 a month. Visit citynet.net today for more details. Some exclusions and restrictions may apply.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Yeah, my name is Billy Steele. Billy Steele. Billy Steele. Billy Steele.
This is Billy Shears. Join us this Friday on Foxed Up at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll take a look at John Lennon's Thanksgiving 1974 onstage appearance with Elton John, marking the end of John's lost weekend.
That's when Yoko and I got back together the night I performed with Elton at Madison Square Garden.
Be there this Friday on Foxed Up at 10 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
Whatever gets you through the night.
This is Billy Shears, and hey, thanks for lending an ear.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Herbst. I play Elizabeth Weber on General Hospital. I want you to know about a wonderful nonprofit foundation called the Jesse Cause, saving the babies from Group B strep, also known as beta strep. It's named after little Jesse, who needed 3 brain surgeries, all because his mom was never given a simple test. Group beta strep is the leading infectious killer of newborns in the United States, yet most people have never even heard of it. Amazingly, 1/3 of all pregnant women have beta strep, and it's almost 90% preventable with common antibiotics. Tell your friends about beta strep, and if you're pregnant, ask your doctor to test you. Together, we can save the babies and put an end to this devastating yet preventable bacteria. For more information, call toll-free at 877-HALT-GBS. That's 877-HALT-GBS. Or log on to groupbstrep.com. That's groupbstrep.com. Jesse and I thank you.
This is The Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
All right, we're back. And Cup of Joe Radio Show. I'm just sitting here trying to go through my site to see what's going on. Hey, for those of you who aren't aware of this, and maybe you cared, maybe you didn't care, I don't know, But for about a year or so now, I guess, a little longer, the New York Times has been operating under, what do they call it, under a curtain, behind the curtain. There are certain sections of the newspaper that unless you were a registered paid member, you couldn't have access to, for example, the editorials and a lot of the important articles in there. And that ends on midnight tonight. They're getting rid of it. They call it the Times Select. That was the word I was calling it. Now, I realize the New York Times has its share of the blame, the guilt for a lot of the stuff going on because of their unfortunately unbalanced news. Their run-up to the war and their refusal to fire some of the war's biggest cheerleaders, for example, David Brooks, and then even worse, Tom Friedman, who's supposed to be the voice of reason, but who's just I don't even have words for it. At any rate, they had been putting their putting these editorials and things like that behind the curtain, behind the shield, that you couldn't get to it unless you were paid. Now, I had a little way of getting around it. We had a friend of ours, and I won't say who, basically bought a membership and spread the password around to as many people as they could. And that way I and a lot of other people got to read the New York Times and Salon.com, which I don't read as often. But it was a very nice arrangement, and I'm very happy to have it. You don't need to have, fortunately, the Salon Premium membership, I don't think, anyway, to read Glenn Greenwald's blog. Glenn Greenwald is one of the better ones. And I was reading it just during the break here, and he really has a good way of summing things. Even though he writes fairly long posts, which is as good, he does have a good way of summing it up. And he talked about how, thanks to our so-called professional media and how the right-wing noise machine manipulates it, these are the memes that came out of General Petraeus's speech on the 11th. Let's see. Americans trust General Petraeus and do not want his credibility questioned. This week was a big win for Mr. Bush and his Iraq policy. The move on newspaper read, like 9/11, was going to change everything, and it was a devastating event for Democrats, a transformative movement that would embolden Republicans and revitalize support for the war, except, of course, that all turned out to be bull. Public support for the war is down. And it is down. The only people who are still supporting this war and this president and are the really hardcore Bush fanatics. People who, if they saw George Bush up on a stage doing a cow in the butt, they'd still support him. And if George Bush was up on stage doing a cow in the butt proclaiming that this is his new foreign policy and that cow was symbolic of Iran, they would support him even more. Because they don't have more than but two or three active brain cells. I wrote on my blog some years back, and this is just how the reporters reported. I wrote on my blog some time ago. And I gave a situation, I gave an example of an event that would happen and how I believe the press would cover it. And the event that happened was that during a press conference, George Bush called up a reporter and had him come up on stage with him next to the podium. And when the guy got up there, Bush pulls out a revolver and blows the guy's brains out right on the stage. Now again, I'm not saying that Bush is ever going to actually do that. And it's ridiculous to think that he would do that, as nutty as he is. But my point was, if this is the actual event, if this is what really happened, this is how the news reported, well, there were some shots fired, no one was really sure, and we believe that the president was managing to prevent a terrorist attack of some sort. We'll have more information as soon as we get it from the White House. And that's pretty much how they'd report it. They wouldn't report, George Bush called a reporter up and shot and murdered him in front of all his compatriots. They wouldn't report that. And if the Democrats say anything about it, well, the Democrats have partisan reasons. They all hate Bush, and they'd be willing to say anything about him anyway. So, we're just going to report what the White House says because we can trust them. And besides, if we don't trust them, they won't let us in there to have no turkey.
We need to be in there in the White House to get these things, even though they're lying to us. We need to be in there and listen to them and hear them talk. Oh, my God.
And these people make six figures a year. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what $2,000 would mean to me right now? $2,000 would be a huge help to me. Okay, I'm not saying this because I'm asking for donations, although, of course, you know, you can always go to my website, cupofjoe.blogspot.com, and that's fine. That's all well and good. But the point is, these people get paid tons and tons of money for obfuscating the truth, for basically acting as White House stenographers. And, of course, as soon as a Democrat gets in office, they'll turn right around and be, oh, we're now the great investigative reporters. Because, you know, there's nothing a Democrat can't say that won't be scrutinized a million ways over. And there's nothing a Republican can do that will get them banished or have people, you know, question their credibility. They could be wrong on the most basic, you know, on the most basic things. Look, if they had gone around for the last 6 years saying 1 and 1 plus 3, they couldn't be more wrong than they've been about the Iraq war from the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about the pundits, and I'm talking about the people who push for the politicians that push for the war and the pundits that supported them. They couldn't have been more wrong about this issue as if they had been screaming 1 plus 1 equals 3 for the last 6 years. That's how wrong they are. And yet, not only do they get to still be heard, they get to keep their cushy jobs. At $100,000 a year, and that's a rough estimate, ladies and gentlemen. At $100,000 a year, I don't know how long it takes them to make about $2,000. What does it take? A couple of days? No, about a day, wouldn't it? About half a day, wouldn't it? And yet $2,000 to me would be a huge godsend. It would help me just get caught up on the rent here, buy a new damn air mattress because mine is falling apart, and to have some food until, you know, I get another job. $2,000 is nothing. And yet here I am, struggling to do this radio show, which I love to do. And I know if the head on network could pay me a salary, they would pay me a salary. I don't really ask for that at this point. I'm just, you know, we're just all, you know, going out there and doing the job we want to do. But the thing about it is, I've been right about this war for the last 6 years, and they've been wrong, and yet they get to keep cushy jobs, and I have to suffer. The people who have been right about this war, the people who have been screaming 1 plus 1 does not equal 3, 1 plus 1 equals 2, and even after we've written it down repeatedly, nailed it to your foreheads backwards so that you can see it in the mirror every time you look in the mirror, and even though we've had to pound it into your head day in, day out that you were wrong, you still don't listen. And they still get gobs of money, and we on the left still have to suffer. Well, unless you're certain websites who can raise $25,000 every month. And I'm still trying to figure out what the hell they need that money for. It's a tech site. I won't say what site it is because I do generally like them and they do good work, but $25,000 a month? That's over $300,000 a year. I would be very happy. If I got $30,000 a year, I would be ecstatic. That's more money than I've ever earned in my entire life annually. And they raise close to that amount every single month. And I bitch about this every single time, and I'm going to continue to bitch about it until somebody with the money out there gets up off their ass and says, you know, these head-on radio network guys are doing a good job. We should give them some money so they can keep on working and not have to worry about this stuff. Instead of, well, you know, these guys on the head-on network, they're not, you know, they're not my little clique of college graduates and all that stuff, so I'm not going to pay any attention to them. You're out there listening. You tell me, is what we do worthwhile? But what Wins News does is worthwhile. Workers Independent News. And we're going to get to them right now as we close at the bottom of the break. Real quick, if you want to give a call, 304-658-5453-877-443-2366. It's the bottom of the hour. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
Hi, kids. Peter Godbold here. I am the reason God strikes this country with hurricanes and pestilence. I am a threat to your marriage. I am a threat to your children. And guess what? I don't give a damn. Join me on Strictly Confidential at 9 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. As the UAW negotiates an historic U.S. auto industry labor agreement, the company is reportedly pressing hard to get rid of its retiree health care liability with a trust fund called the VEBA. GM also reportedly has floated proposals to freeze cost-of-living wage increases, create a two-tier wage system that would pay new hires less, and also wants to be free to eliminate as many as 30,000 more U.S. auto jobs. That's according to former UAW International Executive Board member Jerry Tucker.
Why should the workers have to bear the brunt of their shifting their capital to China, to India, to the Eastern Bloc, the old Eastern Bloc in Europe, just to manufacture more money and, in this country, less cars?
Tucker says if the UAW grants any health care relief at all, the auto companies should be forced to support a single-payer national universal health care plan. And he says if he were at the bargaining table, job one would be defending auto workers' interests.
I don't understand why the UAW isn't making this a quid pro quo for any relief, if there was relief at all at the bargaining table. Defend ourselves would be the ultimate question. It would not be a question of how to help the corporations get out of the ditch they've dug themselves into.
With health care being one of the leading issues for working families heading into the presidential contest, candidates have begun rolling out plans. Jesse Russell takes a look.
On Monday, Senator Hillary Clinton, who lost a fight for universal health care while First Lady, introduced her vision. Clinton's plan echoes one already proposed by former Senator John Edwards, as it includes an individual mandate that would require everyone to have health insurance. Both of those plans do offer federal subsidies intended to help cut costs. A plan proposed by Senator Barack Obama does not include the mandate. He argues that a mandate would be financially burdensome to lower-income families until a way is found to make health care more affordable for everyone.
The union representing home child care providers in Iowa is seeking health insurance for its 5,500 members. Because they're not state workers, they won't be able to buy into the state health insurance plan, something the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees hopes to change with legislation. In the meantime, AFSCME is hoping to find a different route to health insurance as the organization negotiates with the Iowa Department of Human Services. Potentially, the state could work with the providers to find private insurance or federal grants. Negotiations continue this weekend. Jesse Russell has today's economic report.
Last week, the House quietly passed the College Cost Reduction Act. If signed into law, the act will help make college more affordable. Some of the items in the act include cutting in half interest rates on student loans over the next 4 years, guaranteeing that borrowers will not have to pay more than 15% of discretionary income in repayments, and provide loan forgiveness after 10 years for public servants, including firefighters, educators, military, and more.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
All right, we're back, and it's the second half hour of the show. Boy, time sure flies when I do this show. It sure goes by quickly, even though sometimes I don't have a damn thing to say, and I really don't have a damn thing to say. I'm just rambling on, as always, even though Agnes will sit there and tell me, Joe, you're wonderful. You're doing a wonderful job. I'm sitting here going, what am I going to talk about? I don't have a clue. I don't know nothing. If you want to call in, if you've got something you want to say, if you've got a cause you want to support, if you've got a beef, if you've got a chip on your shoulder, if you've got a mote in your eye and a song in your heart, well, maybe not that, you can call us in and talk to me, 304-658-5453, 304-658-5453, and you first get to talk to the beautiful, lovely, wonderful Agnes Kincaid, who's producing the show today, Bob taking a well-deserved little break. You can also call the toll-free number. We prefer to you to call the 304 number if you can, if you've got free long distance, or if you've got extra minutes on your cell phone, give a call on that number. But if you can't, we understand that, and give us a call at 877-443-2366. 877-4-HEAD-ON. If you've got something you want to email me with, you can email me at joe@cupjoe.com if you so desire. And, you know, what the hell? What the hell? And if you want to, hey, you know, I sometimes get on Yahoo Messenger. If you want to get with me on Yahoo Messenger and just talk to me during the day, if you've got something you want to talk about, I'm at joeve321 on a Yahoo Messenger. Just type that in and send a message there, and we'll see. Hey, who knows? What the hell? And, of course, you know, I always welcome callers. I always welcome people to call in because it just makes my job that much easier. But no, I was again looking through some websites, and apparently we had a retired general recently who said that we could live with a nuclear Iran. We can certainly deter them, and yeah, I mean it's like duh. It's just like all this time, you know, in the weeks and months before the Iraq War, which everybody knew was coming, and even though they had huge marches in the streets against it and huge public support against it, not support, but public opposition to the plan. Of course, it went away anyway, and I don't doubt that if the Bush administration really does have plans to attack Iran in the near future, that they're just going to go ahead and do it and you know, not give a damn about anybody, what anybody says. But I was saying, you know, they were talking about, well, you know, you can't have a smoking gun be a mushroom cloud. As I said, you know what? We kept the Soviet Union deterred for about a half a century. And the Soviet Union did have nuclear weapons. It had lots of them and had the ability to pretty much wipe out the United States. I mean, it would have been, you know, a global conflagration that would have destroyed human life and much of human infrastructure. But hey, you know, the Russians actually had that capability. They had a very large army. And we kept them deterred for 50 years. And all the UN was saying, let's give a little time for the inspection process to work through. And, of course, they lied about whether, you know, Saddam was letting the inspectors in or not, because the UN was saying, all right, don't do this to me right now, guys. I'm doing the show. I got people already bugging me on AIM. Give me a second and let me do the show. somebody did this to me yesterday. I was doing the show, and they tried to get me on their friends list. And I'm like, hang on a second. At least wait till after the show. Any rate, man, I can't even get rid of this dang thing now. What do I got to do? Move it around the window. Get out of here. Get out of the way. Yeah, I'll put you down there. Just hold off for a second. What the hell was I talking about? But I was saying, yeah, we kept the Soviet Union deterred for 50 years. You mean to tell me we can't keep Iraq deterred for a few months? And Saddam Hussein, whatever else the hell he wasn't stupid. He wasn't dumb. He wasn't going to attack us. Hell, he wasn't even technically our enemy. When he invaded Kuwait, he was basically doing it because we said, yeah, go ahead, no problem, no sweat. We won't interfere. Now, I don't know what happened there. I don't know what happened in the interim, but maybe he went too far, or maybe... Maybe Bush the first decided that it was too difficult to accomplish, or too much that he had done to allow him to get away with. I don't know what happened, but even Bush the first wasn't stupid enough to occupy Iraq, and he said so. And even Donald Rumsfeld at the time said it wasn't a good idea. But either way, Saddam Hussein was no threat to us. In fact, in the rush for to get Bin Laden, he would have helped us. I'm not defending the guy. I'm not, and this is what really pisses me off, that I'm put in a position where I feel like I have to defend Saddam Hussein. And the truth of the matter is, you know, at the very least, he may have been a bastard, but for the most part, he was our bastard. Okay. Now, I don't know what he did to piss off the Bush family, but it must have been something, because obviously. They offed him. That was an execution, what they performed. It's like they took Noriega and hit him in a cell And he's been that way since God knows when. What was it, 88, 89, when we got him out? We just went in there. We just went into Nicaragua. I said, here you go, we're taking, not Nicaragua. What the hell country was he with? Was it whatever the hell country. I don't even remember the freaking country's name anymore. Okay? I don't even remember it. I didn't say that. But we just went down there and took him and put him in jail. Now, granted, it's not very likely, but how would we feel if somebody were to come in and then kidnap George Bush and Dick Cheney and then put them in jail in a foreign country? How would we feel? Oh, I wouldn't be too sad. I'd be rather ecstatic. But the point is, you know, we shouldn't be doing stuff like that. We're supposed to be living under the rule of law. And the rule of law doesn't necessarily mean that just because you have the right to might to do something, that gives you the right to do something. And that's what these guys operate on. Might makes right. The strong do what they will, everyone else does what they can. That was 2,500 years ago that was said. And it's still true today. We have to learn to get beyond that. Now, this general was saying Iran can be deterred. And Iran's not stupid. They have some, like this general was saying, they've got some leaders who are obviously nuts. But they're not stupid. They know if they were to attack us, we'd turn the country into glass. And not even I would oppose it in that case. You know, you don't do something stupid like that. And you're telling us we can't keep Iran deterred? That's a bunch of crap. Iran has no intention of launching an attack on us. Now, are they doing some things we don't like? Damn straight. I'm not going to argue with that. Are they funding terrorists? Yeah, probably. But, you know, there's ways of dealing with this situation that don't include turning countries into glass. Okay? I mean, for crying out loud, it's like the old thing, you know, when the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. And that's the only thing these guys understand. And all this talk about impeachment, about this and that, and about getting them to stop doing, you know something, it's not going to happen until they're out of office. It's absolutely not going to happen until they are out of office. And not only do they have to be removed from office, the entire Republican Party has to be humiliated, disgraced, hounded out, tarred and feathered. Now, I realize that people talking about, well, you know, the true, you know, the distinguished conservatives, you know, and they're still out there. I said, well, you know, whether they're out there or not, it doesn't matter. To me, the entire idea of conservatism, whatever it really, really means, how it's always applied, needs to be discredited. Because conservatism, to me, you know, we talked about people, you know, screaming 1 and 1 is 3 about the Iraq war for the last 6 years. There are people who are screaming 1 and 1 is 400 about conservatism for the last 1,000 years, okay? And I've said it again. You know, look, the conservatives, or at least the people who call themselves conservatives, were on the wrong side of every single issue, at least since this country was founded, and going back much longer than that, in Europe. Okay? They were wrong. They sided with the British during the Revolutionary War. They were for the slave owners during the Civil War. They were against workers' rights. They were against, hell, giving rights to Negroes. They were against giving the women the vote. They're against public education. They're against public libraries. They're against. Whatever it is, I am against it. Unless it means, of course, you know, bombing somebody, then we're all for it. Last break. Last chance to call in real quickly. 304-658-5453. 877-443-2366. It's a Puffy Ami Umi break. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got to go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Advertising on the Cup of Joe Radio Show is both easy and inexpensive. Ads that cost as little as $5 a piece are a bargain when you consider that the Cup of Joe Show has an audience in the thousands for a live show, and that's not even counting the thousands more that listen on iTunes or at the archives on the White Rose Society. And all you have to do is email me at joe@cupjoe.com, that's C-U-P-J-O-E.com, to find out how you can advertise your blog, organization, or product. What are you waiting for? Email me now at joe@cupjoe.com, C-U-P-J-O-E.com, and let Internet Radio Ads work for you.
It wasn't exactly planes, trains, and automobiles on Head On with Bob Kincaid.
This is what the Bush Administration Justice Department didn't want you to see back in 2001. They took out and they huffed the marker a little bit, and then they went, oh, cool. And they wiped out the name where it says, the plane was chartered either by the Saudi Arabian royalty family or Osama bin Laden. Somebody's got to call up and say, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Ryan International Flights. How may I help you?
Hello. This is Osama bin Laden, and I would like to rent a Boeing 727. Do you have one handy?
Oh, just a moment. Let me check. It's a Mr. Bin Laden wants to know if we got a 727. Do we, Harry, do we have a 727?
Yeah, we got a 727 just sitting there on the lot. Going cheap.
There's nothing here, nothing to look at. Keep moving. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, the, you know, the 6'7" Arab with the portable dialysis machine and the white robes.
Head On with Bob Kincaid, weeknights, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, only on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
Okay, we're back on the Cup of Joe Radio Show. During the break, I had to use the restroom real quick, performing ablutions, like I like to say, and I was listening to the Puffy Ami Yuming music and tapping my feet, and out of my window comes Senator Larry Craig saying, did you call for me? Did you call for me? So I said, no, Senator, I didn't call for you. Okay, see you later. You know, it was a Democrat that did that. There'd still be front page headlines about it. That's, you know, because that's how, you know, that's how the so-called professional media works. Last 10 minutes of show. Hey, you know, your last chance to call in if you want to call in, if you got something you want to talk to me about, 304-658-5453-877-443-2366-877. 888-774 head on if you want to give me a call and talk to me. Anything you want to talk about, for crying out loud. Anything you want to talk about. It's at the Head On Radio Network chat room. And by the way, you can get in the Head On Radio Network chat room by going to headonradionetwork.com and clicking on the chat room link. And you can talk to some very nice and very smart people in there. And they're talking about nude Republicans. And I'm like, why are you talking about nude Republicans? Why do I have to start the day off with that image in my head? Especially when you're talking about Alan Keyes and Rudy Giuliani. I do not want to see these people naked. I do not want to see these people clothed. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a sports fan, and I got to tell you, there are two teams in sports that I hate more than any other teams. I hate the Dallas Cowboys in football. In fact, I like to say that my favorite team every week is whoever's playing the Cowboys. I hate the New York Yankees. In fact, I hate the New York Yankees more than I hate the Dallas Cowboys. My baseball season does not start for me until the New York Yankees are eliminated from contention. You see what I'm saying? That's how much I hate the Yankees. But as much as I hate the Yankees and as much as I hate the Cowboys, that's nothing compared to how much I hate the Republican Party of the United States of America. I despise them. I loathe them. They stand for everything that is evil. They stand for everything that is wrong with the human race. All the greed, all the avarice, all the hubris, the feelings of superiority, and the idea that only some people are human. And what did I write? I don't remember the exact words. I wrote the conservative constitution on my blog sometimes back, and the preamble went something to the effect of, we, the legitimate rulers of the world, in order to maintain our positions at the peak of power and to pass that on to our children in eternity. And that basically sums it up. If you want to sum up, you know, conservative, and I know people telling me, well, you know, the true conservative. No. I don't want to hear that, okay? I'm sorry, but that just doesn't cut it with me. Because what conservatism is supposed to be and what it actually turns into in practice are apparently two completely different things. But if what it is what it is in practice, what the actual happenings are, then that's really what it must be, isn't it, right? But basically, conservative belief is there are some people in the world, and there's different terms for them. Ayn Rand called them the motor of the world. There are some people in the world who are simply your betters. There are some people in the world who simply have not just the right, but the duty to rule over you and tell you how to live your life, how much money you're supposed to make, how far you can succeed. All this talk by the Republican Party about freedom and democracy and all that stuff is just a bunch of bull, and everybody knows it. They would abolish the Constitution in a heartbeat. They've already pretty much abolished it. But, of course, they know that's not what people want. People don't want kings. They don't want dictators. They don't want rulers. Most of us don't anyway. I know some people who are monarchists. And I know some people who would be perfectly happy to have Mr. Bush be president for life, essentially a king. But for the most of us, we still want the idea of self-rule. We still believe that we have the right and the duty to govern ourselves. And that's what it's really all about when it comes right down to it. Do we get sloppy about that? Yeah, unfortunately we do. Because not a lot of us take our roles as citizens seriously. And it's much easier to be a peasant, to be someone who is told what to do, and to just live your life and not be interrupted, than it is to be a citizen of a free nation that takes responsibility for what happens in their country, that takes not just responsibility for their own individual lives, but responsibility for the culture and the society that they're a part of. We liberals believe that we are part of something greater than what we can be individually. And that doesn't necessarily mean we don't think individuality is good. We love individuality. We want that. We thrive on that. Are there some cliques in liberal circles that you know, that if you don't belong to their little clique, they don't want to hear from you? Well, yeah, that happens anywhere. But for the most part, we liberals, we believe in something greater than ourselves, and we believe in that we should help our fellow man. When I was in the Army, I went through Army basic and Air Force basic training. When I was in the Army, we went through the obstacle course. And they had, if you've ever seen movies about that, where they have, you know, different thing, walls you got to climb over, and you got to swing over on a dirty river, and, you know, on a rope and stuff like that, or cross over, you know, using the ways they do it. You know, that's cool. That's all well and good and all that stuff. But their attitude was, if your buddy's having trouble getting over the obstacle, help them out. Because when it comes to combat, the object is to get as many people to the spot they need to be as possible so they can do their job. Every soldier counts. And that's a very, very liberal attitude. Every soldier counts. Everyone counts. Everyone can make a production. Everyone can be a good part of society. But the Republicans, they boil it all down to finances. And we don't look at it from a point of view of you know, dollars and cents. Sometimes I wish we did. Sometimes I wish there was somebody out there saying, you know, something defective. Well, you know, these people at the head on radio network are doing good work. Let's give them some money so they can keep doing it. But for the most part, we believe in something more important than mere money. Although we don't recognize the import of money. The Republicans just look at everything as you know, as a balance sheet. To them, when they give, you know, when they pay Rush Limbaugh $2 million a year, it's no big deal for them because, you know they make $20 million off of him. It's a return. When they invest money in these think tanks and in these lobbyists and these political action committees, they'll just give them the money. George Lakoff, and I've said this before, George Lakoff will say, here's, you know, the right will say, here's $1 million, do what you need to do. And they do it. And it doesn't matter to them if they lose money immediately. The returns they get on it are much, much greater. And we on the left, we don't think that way. We'll give you $50,000 and demand accountability for every single penny. You spent $5 on paperclips. What's wrong with you? You can put your brother's eye out with those paperclips. And we got to stop doing that. It's as simple as that. But on the whole, liberals believe in a greater society, something bigger than ourselves, something more important than just who we are as individuals. But that, again, that doesn't mean to say that we despise the individual. We want everybody to be free. We want everybody to have the right to make those determinations. Even if they want to be conservatives, if they want to be stupid, that's their own deal. They have a right to be stupid if they want to. I just don't want the stupid people in charge. That's all. I mean, I would be perfectly happy if George Bush, you know, lived his whole life, you know, clearing brush on some phony ranch or whatever, making juvenile remarks, living in wealth and luxury that he hasn't earned. I'd be perfectly happy with that if he wasn't screwing around with my life and the life of everybody else, because that's basically what they do. They can't handle it. They can't help it. That's what they are. 2,500 years ago, Thucydides wrote it exactly the same way. People who have X amount will always want double X. They will always want twice that. Oh, wow, look at the clock. I got to get the hell out of here. Another show. Boy, it goes by quickly. The Prunkle Joe Radio Show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network. Our good friend, the lovely, wonderful Agnes Kincaid, running the show from the studios out there in West Virginia. The Cup Joe Radio Show has been sponsored by UnreportedNews.net. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news. If you missed this show today and you want to listen to it again, and you want to listen to any of my shows or any of the shows here on the Head On Radio Network, you can do that at the White Rose Society. That's whiterosesociety.org. Our good friend Ben Birch running the show there. I believe he's got a fundraiser going on now, too. Throw a couple of bucks his way. Throw a couple of bucks my way. Buy an ad. Donate some money. What's wrong with you? America Back on Track is next on all of your Head On Radio Network stations. Until tomorrow, this is Joe Vecchio saying, hey, 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 get back to work.
Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
This is the Quality News Network. Tensions are building over blunt remarks from the French foreign minister regarding Iran's continued mocking of international demands to stop its nuclear enrichment program. Bernard Kouchner said the world should prepare for a possible war with Iran. Russia's foreign minister walked away from a meeting with the French minister saying, quote, "It's hard to imagine what that could do to the region," end quote. Kouchner went on to tell a French reporter that he does not want it to be said that he's a warmonger. In remarks prepared for Congress today, National Intelligence Chief Mike McConnell